Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Welcome to another episode of The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors. A clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. Well, hello, and welcome to a very important, I suppose, red letter day, halcyon day, important day in the Good Listening To Show clearing. This is a special series strand, which is called Best of Bristol, Bristol Voices, which sets out to tell the story behind the story of all the best of all the creative endeavours that are happening in my home city of Bristol. And I'm delighted to welcome Ben Akers, who is the founder of something seismically important called Talk Club, which is a men's mental fitness movement. It's talking and listening movement called Talk Club. I'm going to get you to tell us all about the story behind the story of it. And I'm delighted to have you here, Ben. I just this morning watched your extraordinary TED talk that you gave 4 years ago as the movement began. And since then, you've gathered an extraordinary amount of momentum. So it's an absolute delight and pleasure to have you here. So welcome aboard, Ben Akers.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And if we don't have any sort of point of reference, just tell the quick open question of what would you say that you do? I've just blown a bit of happy smoke at you. So go where you like, how you like, as you like throughout the curation of this structure. But Ben Akers, how's morale? What's your story of the day? And then what would you like to say you would answer to what do you do then? Over to you.
So I begin every day with how are you out of 10? So can I ask you, Chris, how are you out of 10 this morning?
I was thinking about that, not knowing you are going to ask, and I'm going to give you a 7 today.
A 7? Okay. Yes. Thank you for sharing. I'm a good 8.5. I'm a good 8.5 chatting to you. I like to exist around an 8.5. What do I do? I'm the co-CEO of a charity I didn't mean to start. That's basically what I do. The charity is called Talk Club. We've been running as a charity for nearly 4 years this April. And we've been an organization for nearly 6. And we are a talking and listening community for men. And the reason why we exist is, unfortunately, trigger warning for anyone out there, is because suicide is the biggest killer of men under 50. So statistically, the thing most likely to kill me is the reason why we exist.
That was a staggering statistic that I heard you talk about in your extraordinary TED talk about the fact that the biggest killer of men is themselves, statistically. That's extraordinary. And also what got you on the open road, I know, was the documentary that you made about Steve. So do you want to just tell us the story behind the story of that?
Yeah, so Steve was my childhood best friend, brother by another mother. We were best friends from the age of 11, and we lived in, if I'm honest, stuff that was going on for me at home. I had quite a turbulent upbringing, a home life, if you like, and he was stability in my life. He was sort of like, him and his family were my stability. I was there almost every day. And then throughout sort of as we got older, as we drifted apart. And then 10 years ago, last May, he took his own life. So it was a real punch in the face for me. I'd never been confronted by suicide before. So I've been around mental ill health most of my life, but I'd never been confronted by suicide. I never thought that he would. It was the last thing I ever thought in the world that he would do. So after 3 years of therapy and trying to work out a lot of whys, never find out why, I decided to use the little skills I have of problem solving and filmmaking. And I made a film called Steve. And the idea was to get men to start talking. So I did it as a pub tour. So I went to where men were, to 50 screenings. Well, 49 screenings I did before lockdown. And the 50th was meant to be at the Bristol Beer Factory, which is sort of like how we met.
I'll explain a bit more about that in a second. But also what I so enjoy and think is so richly profound is the construct of the three words that you ask and then the second three words. I know it's on display behind you, beneath beautifully Clearhead, the non-alcoholic lager brand that I know the Bristol Beer Factory have, I suppose, brewed in your honour, because that's a really wonderful strategic partnership. So we'll talk about that too. But just talk us through why, how are you out of 10?
Yeah, so my advertising background, I used to run ad agencies and sort of I started as an advertising creative, selling crap to people they didn't need. and what I found was that the creativity has an amazing power. It does. And when we decided that there were six of us that started Talk Club. So my co-CEO, Gav, Neil Harrison, my wife, Claire, a bloke called Blue O'Connor, who's in the other room, and Tom Button. And we all met through the film. So basically people were in it, or people helped make it, or Gav did the music for it. And what we were finding was that we needed something really, really, really simple for men to get their heads around. And when Blue said to me, I'm working with kids mentoring, and why I get them to talk is saying, how are you out of 10? And I was like, well, men are just kids. They're just sort of like, just keep it really, really simple. Because what we do is we find it really, really hard. Men find it really, really hard, especially. I'm doing broad brushstrokes here, but we were not taught how to talk feelings by our parents and our dads and our granddads. So when someone says, how are you feeling? Your automatic reaction is, yeah, I'm fine. It's almost like a negative. I want to create this stability. When you sort of say, can you put that into words? They find it really hard because we've never been taught this foreign language feelings. You might as well say, go and speak Latin to your mate, right? I've not done that either. But when you say, put your number into it, like when I asked you where you were as a 7, normally I don't have a 7. I won't let people have a 7. I normally go 6.5 or 7.5. I want you to sort of like lean one way or the other. But actually, by the way you said 7, I knew that there was probably a lower 7. So I don't want to put you into a situation. So 7 or normally is an automatic answer. You didn't answer automatically. You thought about it, which means that you probably are a 7, right? So
yes. And it's but 7 for me is a good number. Yeah. 7 is a real balance for me, where, you know, I'm not, and you know, there are times when I'm utterly exhilarated, and obviously there's a higher score. But I generally, I would say, it's not about me, but 7 is an optimistic answer from me. I rarely go beneath that.
Yeah, but that's brilliant, because what happened is that I reckon even though during my 20s, when I was flying all over the world and working on amazing campaigns and sort of, I don't think I let myself get higher than a 6, because if I let myself get higher than a 6, I've got to have lower than a 6. I was just probably numb for the whole of my 20s. But what I've found is with these numbers is that I like to be an 8.5. I feel fit. I feel healthy. I could probably do with a bit more exercise at the moment. I'm 50 this year. I'm still feeling in that world. I'm not a 9, but 8.5 is a good optimistic number for me. When I'm a 7.5, I start feeling a little bit on the slide. I've been 6.5 in the past couple of weeks, and I'm going, I'm not in a good space. And during the pandemic, I was like 4.5, because I've got to let myself, if I have the highs, I've got to let myself have the lows. And this is the whole idea of mental fitness, is that same as physical fitness. Like, if you know that you're feeling physically fit, your phone call to me this morning, I'm just going to the gym. I'm sort of like, brilliant, that's amazing. I'm so glad you're going to the gym this morning. But that's what we do. When we see people going for a run, or we see people going to the gym, we congratulate them. But when it comes to our mental health, if someone says to you, I'm going to therapy, you go, what's wrong? You don't go like, oh, he must be unfit because he's going for a run. But when he's looking after his mental health, you go, oh, what's wrong? There yes. must be something's wrong. So a lot of what we do in Talk Club about mental fitness is about positivity, yes. about saying it's okay to look after yourself. It's okay to sort of like want to be a higher number. It's okay to sort of like want to exist at a higher number. And that positive world is really, really good for men, because if you're mentally fit, you're mentally strong. If you're mentally strong, you're good for everyone around you. So if you're a higher number and you're regularly a higher number, then we're starting working into sort of men's egos, but the way that men communicate. And as I said, keeping it really, really simple, because men are just kids. So.
And I love that. And also, I just love the simplicity and the profoundness of how are you out of 10? It's not how are you out of 10. That's a way of hurrying it slightly.
Yeah.
It's deliberately a sentence in two halves, if you like,
yeah.
because it's an equation of two halves.
Yeah.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, it was literally, and like our branding, black and white. Everything that we do, me and the team think really, really hard to keep things really, really simple.
Yeah.
And we try and be really economical with words. We try and be economical with messaging, because we go like, you've got, especially nowadays when you're being bombarded by thousands of messages a day, if I can cut through the crap,
yes.
and just try and go like, as you say, not rush it. How are you? Out of 10, like I care about you. I'm getting that out of 10 goes, I want you to give me some, I want to give you some time to be heard. Because quite a lot of the time, actually, when it comes down to mental health, it's not actually about the talking. It's about listening. It's about being heard.
Yes.
Because we don't give ourselves space or time or the opportunity to be heard. And that's what Talk Club is basically. It should be called Listening Club.
And I love the bish, bash, boshness, which is something I am an advocate of. Mm. And talking to men as simple creatures, I think, is profound as well. And I love the fact that you sort out where men hang out for the constituency of where best to host Talk Clubs. And that was where I knew that the Bristol Beer Factory, when I did a show with Sam Burrows, the MD of the story behind the story of the Bristol Beer Factory last autumn, he passed the golden baton on to someone in his organization called Carrie Hilton, but also to you, most importantly.
Mm. Carrie Halford. I talked to her just before I talked to you. And I think that's what we are. We have to make it comfortable. So a lot of what I do is I try and make it easy for people to say yes. That's all I try and do. I try and remove as many barriers as possible. And you've already got a lot of barriers there. You've got years of stigma. You've got years of build-up of conditioning on not talking about your mental health. Even just when we say mental health, right? Like, people think mental ill health. They don't think mental health as physical health. If you say physical health, you don't think physical ill health. So we've got all these barriers up there and all these things to cut through. And that was one of the major reasons why we approached Sam about Clearhead. Because I love pubs. I grew up in pubs. Me and Steve spent all our sort of teenage years from the age of 12, 13 in the working man clubs and in South London. And I love them. But I know about alcohol and depression.
Yeah.
I, I, I use alcohol. I've had my own fun with alcohol over the years, but I'm a father of three now. I can't even drink. So it's like, it's I can't handle the hangover. But yes. It's like, but to me, being in male comfortable spaces, pubs, that's the reason why we went to Sam with Clearhead. Because if you can create an alcohol-free space where, and it has to look like a beer, has to taste like a beer, has to feel like a beer,
yes,
and men feel comfortable, then they can actually be there as well without feeling the pressure of alcohol. Because alcohol can be a damaging to your mental health. It can be, if used irresponsibly.
And indeed, Clearhead has so many ramifications for the community in Bristol because it helps with all sorts of initiatives.
Yeah.
You're at the heart of it because you were the genesis point. But I know that 5% of all sales goes to Talk Club, and there's been it's a difficult job you have because you're trying to grow the movement. So how many Talk Clubs are there nationally at the moment and increasingly internationally?
So the first ever Talk Club was where you were. Right, it was literally in the back of the, before it was even the BBF studio, it was an industrial kitchen, and that was the first ever Talk Club, and that was in April 2019, and we now have over 120 clubs around the country. We have over 5,000 men in our community. We have been working with Bristol Prison. We now have 4 Talk Clubs a day in Bristol Prison. It is growing and growing and growing. We've got a staff of 5 full-timers and another 5 part-timers. And we can't keep up with the growth, if I'm honest. We need people to buy more Clearhead so we can employ more people. But it's, the need is there. The growth is there because people need it. I mean, we've got 16 alone in Bristol. Yeah. So.
And one other thing I'd like you to talk about is because of your natural constituency in your endeavor, which is men's mental fitness, even how you've crafted the flyer, the bit of paper, is a brilliant story. So just tell us that quickly.
Oh, I haven't got one here. So yes, basically what it was there was we were creating what the rules are. So basically a Talk Club is, there's 4 rounds in a Talk Club. So how are you out of 10? What you're grateful for? How are you going to look after your mental fitness this week? And then your checkout number. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to create this flyer where if you picked it up, if you didn't take anything else away from Talk Club, right, if you pick up this flyer, you can start your own Talk Club. You don't need to join the community. You can just start it with your mates, right? So the idea was like literally, so I wrote it down. I wrote down a piece of paper and I was like, and I say in my TED talk is like, men don't read instructions, but we need rules on how to talk, right? And the idea was literally, I'm going to have this on a sheet of paper. And I was like, okay, now what's the first thing a bloke's going to do? He's going to fold this piece of paper up and he's going to put it up to, it's an A4, it's going to go down to an A6, an A7. And I was like, okay, well, why don't we use every single side of this piece of paper to convince you to be part of TC? So what you do is when you open it up, it's actually a journey through why you need to be part of Talk Club. But again, it's on black and white. It's a two-sided PDF. It's been downloaded thousands of times and printed out thousands and thousands of more. The whole thing is that openness. We wanted it to be, again, easy to say, yes, you can run this out of your photocopier at work. You can run this and you can print out the 1,000 yourself. And we wanted to make it just easy for everyone. Yes. So like even when designers come to me, it's like, oh, I'm lucky enough to have access to some of the best designers in the world. So why is my brand so because it's designed to be. It's designed to be accessible. It's designed to be. It's designed to be really, really like. There's a great design company across the road from us. They created this font called Bloke, and
wow,
this is the typeface here is very much like a typewriter face because I want to talk to builders and I want to talk to solicitors. I want to sort of like make sure that everyone feels. Fiasco is the fantastic design company that created Bloke.
Let's make sure we've handled that. They are Fiasco.
Fiasco. And
the font is Bloke. And I love that. Like, of course you've got the font Bloke because that's your natural constituency.
Yeah. And they created that for us. But this is the whole point. It's just sort of like the thing is I want to almost create anti-design. I want to make it so accessible that you don't feel intimidated by it. And we've had brilliant designers come up to us and try to play with the brand. And it's just like, and then when I do the little fold up and I put it into all those flyers that you see at coffee shops and I go, which one stands out? And the plain black and white one is the one that leaps out at you. because that's what TC is about. It should be black and white. It should be simple, because talking about your feelings should be simple. It should be accessible. It should be easy.
And so, I love the cut of your jib in using addressing men's mental fitness through the gift of origami.
Yeah. I wish I had one with me now. So, yeah. So.
Wonderful. And there is going to be a very exciting moment at the end, which is show us your QR code, please. So I know that we're going to point people to the Talk Club website, and they will definitely be able to download the Origami Men's Mental Fitness PDF as a matter of course.
Great.
So it is my great privilege, joy and pleasure. And also, I'm sincerely really happy to have you here, because this show is also a weekly show on UK Health Radio, which has a global audience reach across 54 countries of 1.4 million listeners and growing. I really, really hope that this will further amplify the cause, which is so, so seismic, and also further everything that you, Ben Akers, and Talk Club are up to.
Thank you, Chris.
You're very welcome. So it's my great pleasure now to curate you through the structure of the Good Listening To show, Best of Bristol, Bristol Voices, special series strand, where there's going to be a clearing, a tree, a lovely juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1. There's going to be some alchemy, some gold, a couple of random squirrels, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, a golden baton, and a cake. It's absolute good luck with that. It's not a memory test, but I'm going to... You're smiling, which is the good thing.
I watched your video about six times, and I'm like... Okay, this is going to be bananas. We'll see what we get to. Yeah,
this is going to be bananas. Is even the colours look? It's sort of bananas are us. Fantastic, and it matches. I've noticed it resonates with the branding of Clear Head as well, which is a different hue of yellow.
Yeah.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, a clearing, first of all. As I say, it's not a memory test. I'm going to gently curate you through it. So, Ben Akers, founder of Talk Club and documentary filmmaker, awesome creative. Where is, what is a clearing or serious happy place for you? Where do you go to get clutter-free, inspirational, and able to think?
So, I had to think about this one, right? Because, if I'm honest, I rarely get clutter-free. Because I've just got a very, very, I mean, most of my ideas come up with in while I'm walking or in the back of the cab or in sort of something like that, right? But where do I feel most comfortable is on a football pitch. Literally. So my clearing is actually on a football pitch. As soon as I walk across the white lines, my brain switches into something else because I've got a very busy brain, and it suddenly just concentrates on the game and I get lost in the game. So I can be creative on the field. I play very instinctively. So it's sort of my happy place has always been since I was probably about 10 and I'm 50 this year. So the past 40 years, my happy place has been on a football field.
In all my circa 250 episodes, nobody has yet said on the football pitch. The beautiful game and the beautiful game of men's mental fitness is exactly where you belong. In the back of the net. Awesome. So who do you support, Ben? You're from London, but is it Bristol that you've related?
No, so I'm an Arsenal fan. I'm a Gooner through and through. But I love all football. I watch all football. If I walk through a park and a bunch of kids are playing, I'll stop for a minute and watch football. I mean, I've been to City games. I've been to Rovers games. I was even watching Spurs the other day, hoping or happy that they're losing. But I love the doesn't matter who you are. Okay, when we, away from elite sport, but it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you do on the football field. I mean, I've played football with kids in Kerala who've got nothing, and the happiness they get from playing football on the beach. I just think as a leveler, if you like, no matter who you are, where you come from, the joy that you can get out of just kicking a ball around with jumpers and goalposts. And it's traveled me. I've been lucky enough to work all over the world and travel all over the world. And no matter where I land, when I land in Bristol, when I land in Manchester, when I land in Sydney, the first thing I do is get myself a regular game of football, because suddenly you've got 22 friends. And it's just amazing. So football is my happy place, yes.
Great answer. And of course, the football arena, the football game, the stadium is a bastion of men's mental health anyway, ironically and especially. So that makes complete sense. And as you're an Arsenal fan, I'll just let you know, in Bristol, I had a wee in next in the queue behind Tony Adams recently.
Yes. So we've seen him. We got a photograph of so Gav's, my co-CEO, is a gooner as well. And we were walking down through Wapping Wharf, and Tony was having a coffee. So we just sort of like, we've got this photograph of us and Mr. Arsenal. So yeah, he's somewhere around there. So yeah.
Ah, is he?
Yeah, he lives around here. Yeah.
Because I was in New Cut Coffee, and he went into the disabled loo, because that's all they've got as a disabled loo. And whilst he was in there, I said to the people behind the counter, do you know you've got a legend in your disabled toilet? And they were like, what? But anyway, I watched the very tall legend walk past.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is a great clearing on the football pitch. Love that. So now I'm going to arrive with a tree, which is going to interrupt your game a bit. And I'm going to shake your tree to see which storytelling apples fall out. I've got a couple of comedy props I forgot to get out. It's an apple. How'd you like these apples? And this is 5-4-3-2-1 now, where you've had 5 minutes or as long as you've needed before we knew we were going to be doing this together to have thought about four things that have shaped you, Ben. Take this where you like, when you like, as deep as you like, how you like. Three things that inspire you. Two things that never fail to grab your attention and borrow from the film. Oh, that's a bit, squirrels or shiny object syndromes. Where do you, you know, what are your monsters of distraction? And then the one is a quirky or unusual fact about you we couldn't possibly know until you tell us. So again, not a memory test, but over to you to shake the canopy of your tree as you see fit.
Great. So I think it's got to be in the center circle, hasn't this tree. I mean, I did go deep to start with. The things that have shaped me is my relationship with my mum is a massive, massive thing that shaped me. My dad was schizophrenic when I was growing up. So his illness and then leaving and then what that turned into, this strange relationship. Back in my day, they had this thing called the 11 plus, which any of your younger listeners will have no idea about. But I failed my 11 plus because it was around the time that I was in a battered wives and kids refuge in Woolwich. And I think my relationship with my mum, that happening, my dad illness, my dad leaving, has really shaped me into my drive. It's given me a massive drive. So a lot of that and the way that my mum handled it with such dignity and respect and has given me the ability to sort of believe in myself has really, really shaped me. The second thing sort of like of shaping me was meeting my wife, as sort of like quite a lot of these people are, and moving to Sydney. So we were together and then we moved to Sydney. As I say, I was in advertising, used to run ad agencies. And then when we were in Sydney, I'd had enough of the big corporate world and I started working for an agency called Republic of Everyone. And it was only doing ethical and sustainable work. So it was ideas that were good for the world. So this really shaped my creativity, really shaped me inside what I needed to, how I needed to add purpose to my creativity. So I think that was a massive sort of like a massive push inside who I was, and meeting a bloke called Ben Peacock was sort of a massive shaping what I came about. I think three has got to be about having kids, being a parent.
And just to stop you one moment, who is Ben Peacock, just to unpack that?
So Ben Peacock was the founder of Republic of Everyone, hugely inspirational man. He still is. He gave me so much belief in myself at that point. I'm very lucky to have worked with some amazing people throughout my career. And he's definitely one of those people who sort of shaped my way of thinking, sort of like turned me from sort of like someone who just thought about ideas and start actually using those ideas for power. It gave me a lot of purpose to my creativity. So working for Republic of Everyone, he was massive in that.
I don't doubt he's very proud of you for what you've curated with the bish bash bosh simplicity of the demographic of what you've curated for Talk Club.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I don't talk to him as much as I should, but yeah, I mean, we've had those conversations. Yeah, as I say, being a father, Ben was sort of like, I was lucky enough to sort of see he's sort of 5 years older than me, so seeing how he was with his kids and having almost big brothers in the world to sort of see how they react with their kids. I've got three kids under 12. My house is very, very loud because they all have lots of friends. But I think that has shaped me inside. Why exist? Why we do what we do? And also just sort of like the respect for little people. But I'll go on to that in one of my things later. And I struggled with the fourth one, but I think because I don't want to do a negative. But Steve's death has shaped me.
Of course, yes.
It has. And I wish that he hadn't. I wish someone had created Talk Club 10 years ago so I didn't have to do it and he'd still be with us. But his passing and the fallout from his passing has shaped sort of where I am. So I've got lots of positives, but I've also got a drive of the negative. So I'm going to put that in that fourth.
And I know it's coming up to the 10-year anniversary. So you've had your 40s without him and then now you're embarking on your 50s.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like, so May was his 10th passing, but the fact of we both would have been 50, it was quite hard work with sort of like the thought of, we were born 4 days apart. We were sort of like, we always used to have joint parties up until sort of like our 18th was a joint, our 21st was a joint. So I'd imagine our 50th would have been a joint, our 40th would have been a joint. It is hard. And I've had months of therapy sitting in trying to work this one out, and I still haven't got the answers. So to anyone who might be worrying about my reactions, but there is something there that I still need to have. I still need to keep him here. When I do my talks, I talk about him. It is hard, but it's hard for a couple of minutes. And then we go on to the good stuff that's come out of his death. If I'm honest, I've had hundreds of people now say to me, I'm only alive because of the film, or I'm only alive because of Talk Club, or thank you from a wife or a partner in the street because of that. And so his death has meant something. His death has meant that hundreds of other men can live. So it has shaped me, and it has shaped where I've moved to. Yeah.
You've been listening to The Good Listening To Show with me, Chris Grimes. If you'd like to be in the show too, or indeed gift an episode to capture the story of someone else with me as your host, then you can find out how, care of the series strands at the goodlisteningtoshow.com website. And one of these series strands is called Best of Bristol, Bristol Voices, helping to celebrate and amplify all the best of all the creative endeavours, the movers, the makers, the shakers and the mavericks, the influencers and the personal heroes, all from my hometown of Bristol in the United Kingdom. Best of Bristol, Bristol Voices episodes can also be filmed and recorded live in front of an audience of the creative entity's choice, as well as streaming to all the usual social media channels as we do so. So yes, get in touch if you'd like to find out more about Best of Bristol, Bristol Voices. Tune in next week for more stories from the clearing, and don't forget to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.